Kevin, obviously a tough one for your team tonight. It appeared to be an okay first 10 minutes, but it seemed like they were lacking the intensity that we saw in game three. Was that something you guys noticed as well?
Yeah, you know what? We just wanted to stick to the game plan that we had yesterday night, obviously getting pucks in deep and making their D turn and, you know, really getting on the forecheck. We thought we had some success with that yesterday. And, you know, like you said, for the first 10 minutes of the first period, we thought we executed a little bit to that. But as far as the coaching staff goes, we didn't see enough of that throughout the game. And unfortunately for us, we didn't get the result tonight. But I think it just goes back to nuts, you know, sticking to the plan and you know, sticking to what worked for us yesterday. And that was, like I say, you know, getting pucks in deep, getting on their D. And, you know, they're a skilled hockey team. And if they have the puck all night, it's going to be tough for us if we're chasing it. So, you know, we just didn't stick to the plan, and that's an unfortunate part.
Power play was a bit of a struggle for the Vipers, going 0-7, but a couple of shorthanded goals, and that really seemed to sort of set the tone. Did you notice them maybe lacking a little bit of confidence, or was it something that the penalty kill was doing? What did you notice in terms of the special teams for the, most specifically, the first unit power play?
Yeah, you know what, I don't know if it's a lack of confidence. You know, those kids are really skilled with the puck, and they can make plays. I just think it was maybe a lack of execution. They were turning back pucks instead of skating them, we felt like, and, you know, trying to be too cute in the neutral zone. And, you know, they got some good players on their side there. And if you're willing to, you know, throw some bad passes across ice, you know, it's going to get picked off. It's going to happen in the back of your net. And unfortunately, found out the hard way tonight. You know, we would have liked them to obviously have a better night as far as power plays are concerned. But, you know, that's something that we got to improve on moving forward here for sure.
On the other side of the special teams docket, penalty kill was perfect, going 4-for-4 in the last couple of games here at home. Penalty kill has done quite a bit. What have you liked about your team's ability to shut down a pretty potent Penticton power play?
You know what? It's crazy. If you talked about a special teams battle and you'd say that we get more power plays than they do and, you know, we don't come out on top, it's one of those games where, you know, you're probably not going to see that many power plays against that team again. And, you know, I think we missed an opportunity tonight as, you know, on the power play side. But as you said, you know, penalty kill was good for us tonight. And that's something we've been focusing on, you know, as far as video is concerned, before the practices and before the games. And, you know, head coach Mark Ferner has done a good job just identifying their strengths and, you know, how we can counteract that. And our guys have bought into what we're trying to show them on the penalty kill. And, you know, it shows if you can keep that team there off the score sheet on the power play, you know, you're doing something right. And, you know, unfortunately, we just couldn't build that for the rest of the game.
Fourth line, we were singing their praises all night, and I know it was tough to lose Joe Sacco early, but it allowed Brett Stapley and Steven Jandrick to play, you know, regular shifts. And Jandrick's goal was great, Rasevich chipping in on the offense. They were arguably the best line all night. Would you like to see the rest of the team sort of play behind that, and what is it that they were doing effectively that stood out a lot for the positive?
You know what, I'm going to have to agree with you, Graham. I'm going to have to say that they were the best line of the night tonight. And, you know, they were just doing the little things that Coach Mark preaches day in, day out. You know, getting pucks in deep, you know, getting pucks out at our blue line and getting pucks in at their blue line and fighting for the lines. And, you know, all their offense tonight, it came from just, you know, sheer determination and hard work. You look at a kid like Brett Stapley, 16-year-old kid, and he's battling against 20-year-olds. And, you know, he's not backing down. And Steven Jandrick's another kid who just, you know, brings a good work ethic. And Nick Rasevich, you know, it's good to have him back. And just when that line's working, I mean, they do have some skill on that line, but you saw their chances tonight came from working hard. And, you know, it's one of those things where on the bench, you see them out there doing what we're preaching, and you'd like the rest of the team to follow. And all we can ask for is just an honest effort when we go back to Penticton, and hopefully we have some good clips of that line doing what we're asking them to do, and, you know, the rest of the team can follow.
So you're up against it now, series 3-1, favoring the V's, going back to their building, a tough place to play in general, but being up against the wall, do you think that maybe allows this team to play a little bit looser and more confident heading into what should be a tough one, because now it's the pressure maybe on the V's to try finish that series as early as possible?
Yeah, you know, I don't think there's a right or wrong answer when you're down 3-1 or up 3-1. I think, you know, everybody says, and I agree with it, the hardest win to get in a series is the fourth one. So, you know, it's not over. It's a seven-game series, and we're hoping that it goes all seven games. You know, we know what we have to do to be successful against this team. We showed it yesterday. Obviously, we were unsuccessful tonight, and that's just because we got away from the game plan. So if we can stick to the plan and if we can execute, you know, the game plan that we put in front of our guys, you know, I like our chances against any team, whether it's them or anybody else, you know. And like I said, the fourth win in this series is going to be the toughest, and, you know, it's our job to not let that happen.
Kevin Peterson, thank you for your time.
No problem.